Now, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because we can't do nothing without you. Now let us say what you want us to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good to know the Lord. I was sharing with somebody in the office today, and it's just good to know Jesus. Good, and nothing better on this side of life than knowing Jesus. Share with them you got to love him. We don't express no love towards Christ. Just come to church and show no love of Christ. The devil be at church every Sunday, and he don't care nothing about the Lord Jesus. But you just got to personally love. You got to fall in love with him. You got to fall in love with him. I mean, really love him. Really love him. He wants us to love him. He loves us. How we know? He proved it. That's how we got to do. We got to prove to God we what? Love him. And if God be for you, who can be against you? When you got him on your side, you got the majority on your side. That's the kind of God that we serve. God at all power. Still in my series, and you got to understand what I'm trying to do and what God lead me to do. We got to show that God is still in control of everything. Regardless of what may be going on in this world, you got to know that God is in control. Nothing out of control for if God is concerned. It may seem like a man got it out of control because of the devil present. Yes, sir. We dealing with the devil. We don't talk about enough about the devil. He here. He everywhere. He got the world in a mess. And men of church folk got their eyes blind to the devil. But he here. Open your Bibles if you will. 2 Corinthians 2 and 11. 2 Corinthians, this number 134. 134. God, who needs nothing. He said, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. We're not ignorant of his devices. We know his tricks. We know how he tried to take advantage of folks who don't know nothing about him. And I told you that if God didn't want us to know nothing about the devil, he was in the Bible many times. He's from Genesis to Revelation.
All right.
God don't want us to be ignorant of him.
Yeah.
He mentioned some of his name from Genesis to Revelation 174 times. And I find out that when you don't know your enemy, you don't know how he comes. You ain't gonna never rest. Because the devil come to do three things: steal, kill, and destroy. If anybody hates you, it's the devil. And everything that you see going on in this world that is messy, he's the head of it. Homes messed up because of the devil. Jailhouse full. Prisoner camp full. Killing everywhere because of the devil. Look like we put it on everybody but the devil. We said, old folks said, the devil is busy, but y'all check out Jesus. Y'all check him out. He can't get busy than Jesus. The only way he busy, God allow him to be busy. But God gave us the word. And he got to recognize the word of God. And the word says something. The devil got to obey it. Because the word of God is authority. But the devil wants to be ignorant of his presence. But we're not ignorant. He'll take advantage of us if you don't watch yourself. Then 2 Corinthians 4:3-4 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Because it's out there. It's up to you to get it. And whom the God of this world, that's the devil now. See, notice it's a little G.
Yes, sir.
The God of this world had blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, whom is the image of God, should shine unto them. What you trying to say, brother preacher? I'm trying to say Jesus is our out. Where the devil can't, in a sense, destroy us. We got to meet the devil in a sense. We're going to be in contact with him. But I got somebody to prop me. Can I say it like that? I got somebody able to overcome the devil standing by my side. But he come to steal, kill, and destroy. Bless his holy name. He the God of this world. We brought that once in our message. That's what we got to understand. He the God of this world. Bless his holy name. In other words, the devil is here. Everybody said, the devil is here. We see it too, that the devil is here. But if we obey the word of God, Satan will have no advantage. If we obey the word of God, the devil won't get the best of us. But we got to obey the word of God. And the devil got to recognize the word of God. Because that's his word. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, we say we serve God, but there are two gods in this sinful world. One of them have some power and one got all power. One of them called Satan and one of them called Jesus. And everybody in this world serve one of the two gods.
Amen.
He That ain't no in between. It's two gods. The Bible just said it. It's two gods in this world. Every human being serving one of the two gods. Ain't no half serving two. You serve one by yourself. Ain't no serving two. Only one you serve. Hold on. There's two gods in this world. Look at the neighbor. Which one you serve? I hope you ain't talking to one, but which one you serve? The Bible just said, "What's two gods in this world?" That's this holy name. And my brother and sister, we hear people say, "I serve God," but what God? Don't you hear folks say that? I was studying. It's something strange about this right here. I serve God. But if you notice, God have put all power, all authority in one of his servants, and that's God, Jesus Christ. All authority in Jesus. He said, "I got what? All authority. If you got all authority, I got all of it in my hand." Who you serving in? Paul, how about reading some Matthew 28:17-20. All authority in his son Jesus' name. It's something about this. Now, I'm going to miss this. It's very important. Read, Paul.
Amen. When they saw him, they worshiped him.
Yeah.
But some doubted.
They doubted. You know, Paul?
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth."
I got all of it. Watch it. I got all power. Now, but another God is still present.
Yes, sir.
Here Jesus said, "I got all power in my hand."
Yeah.
But there's a little G God present. They're not sharing the world. God said, "I got all of it." If I got all of it, ain't no more nowhere. In other words, I can take what I let him have.
That's right.
Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
If you got any power, God lend it to you, allow you to have it, and I can get it when I feel like it.
Yes, sir.
He said, "I got all of it."
Right.
Well, all of it means no more.
All right.
If anybody I can allow to have it, that's my business. I can take it when I get ready.
Yes,
I'm trying to tell you, God is in control.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what? Nay, I was. When you study, and when you look around, that devil is something.
Yes, he is.
But the church is ignorant of it.
You're right.
That's right. Ignorant of the devil.
Yeah.
He loves church. Y'all didn't know that?
Yeah. Yes.
We feel like when we come to a building, the devil's not there. He's here. In every local symbol where they're lifting up the name Jesus. Where you're going, you can't find it. The only place is in heaven. He did it there when he get ready. But he can't do nothing there. He's been thrown out of heaven, but God still allow him to be in heaven. So he was there one day. God talked to the sons of God. He asked them, "Where are you going, Satan?" "Well, I'm just walking up and down in the earth, man, seeing who I can mess up." We don't talk about him enough. He got things in a mess. Every messy thing the devil started. Every sin the devil started. All the spice, all the fussing, all the hate come from what somebody, that's the devil. But thank God for Jesus. Read on, Paul.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Yeah.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Yeah.
And of the Son. And of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Go on, Paul.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have, commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen. I am with you. At your lowest point.
All right.
See, I'm there with you.
Yes, sir.
When things get rough, I'm there with you. I know you got an enemy. You may not know much about him, but one thing about Jesus, he didn't leave us ignorant of him. That's to be a poor God. Know that somebody hates us, and you don't tell me nothing about him. Right now, Paul, if you have 5 or 6 children, you know, you got to go this pathway all the time. They got, you already used to it. You already been here. But you're going to send your children.
No.
Now, you know snakes out there.
No.
I promise you, the first thing you're going to tell them, now, when y'all get to certain place, you're going to see some snakes.
Yes, right.
Now, go around on the left side, and you'll miss the snakes.
Yes.
The Bible let us know snakes.
Come on, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Reverend.
He wants the children of God to know there are what? Some snakes.
Amen.
He wants the children of God to know there is the devil. He's still alive.
Amen.
That's why he got it in the Bible. Not us to be ignorant of him.
Right. Thank you.
Right.
Just like God takes over a body, the devil takes over bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like God used the tongue in the mouth, the devil used the tongue in the mouth. Anybody ever cuss you out? Who you thought it coming from?
All right. You're right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Somebody call you when I'm boom, boom, boom. You know who you look like? The devil brought it out. We allow the devil to use this body. God warns us that he is prevalent. In every service, God Almighty, he's a devil. And I find out God, my people are ignorant of him. Boy, I'm not that God. He a God. He a little G God. He here. He everywhere you go, he there. Oh, boy. And he wants to be ignorant of him. But thank God for the Bible. Thank God for Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, in order to let the world know which God is real and which God is false, the real church to tell the world that we serve and worship Jesus God. Watch out. I'm getting it. You ain't got it yet. You ain't got it yet. Notice now, God Almighty. Two gods are here. And sometimes you ask some folks, you say, well, you know, I serve God. Which God? That's what I'm trying to get you to see right now. Which God do you serve? Both, the Bible said both are present. Little G and big G. Everybody serving one of these G's. You serving the little G or the big G God. I don't care who you are. You ain't in the middle of nowhere. You serving one of the G's. The big G or the little G. Let's stop fooling ourselves. You can't serve both of them at the same time. You serving one of them. He's present in every service. Big God, little G, or big G. We worship in one of these gods. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, The name Jesus. Watch this now. And this very important. Sometimes you say, well, I serve God. You know, which God though? You got that, that's what I'm trying to get to, you see. Yeah, I serve God. Yeah. Watch this now. Watch this now. The name Jesus would separate the two gods. Anybody say, I serve God?
Yeah.
Which God?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hold on. To distinguish which God is Jesus. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this.
Yeah.
What trouble the devil is the name Jesus. And we got a lot of folk go to church, don't even bring up Jesus' name. You got to distinguish which God do you serve, because both of them prevalent. Jesus separate them. The name Jesus. God Almighty. To distinguish which one that you serve. And folk don't even bring up his name. Watch this now. When you find folk and they say, well, I serve God, you're at which one? Nine times out of ten, when they don't bring up Jesus' name, they don't even know Jesus.
All right.
They ain't serving the right God. The name Jesus, what separate them? The name Jesus, if you're going to write it, it's got to be in a little G. If you're going to write the devil name God, he's a little G God. But he is present. God Almighty. And folks ignoring that. God Almighty. They ignoring. Jesus, don't you never forget that? Jesus what makes the difference. You know you serving the right kind. Can I say the right kind? The right kind of God. Jesus, watch this now. Watch this. Jesus rebuked the devil. Why? Because he have all power. But watch this now. But the devil can't rebuke Jesus. God got all power. The devil can't rebuke you, but he can rebuke the devil. Because God got all of it in his hand. The devil knows, but he won't keep us ignorant of it. Oh, God Almighty. He makes the difference. Paul, how about these Matthew 17, 14 through 21 for me? The devil can't rebuke Jesus. Ain't that something to think about?
Amen.
He can rebuke the devil, but the devil can't rebuke him.
That's right.
And watch it. See, we are sons of God.
Yes, sir.
And if we sons of God, we got some stuff God got. See, you can't go and rebuke the devil. I rebuke you in the name of William Walker. The devil jump on me. Devil eat me up. I rebuke the devil in the name of Cunningham. I'll get a ham and a steak and everything else. But when you say who? Jesus. I'll die. Look at him and say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. He tremble. He get back out your way. Something about that name. It's just something about the name Jesus. What makes it so powerful? Because God has what done what to it? He has exalted it above every name. Every name that you ever heard of, don't go over the name of Jesus. I don't care what name you heard. I don't care how popular they may be. I don't care how much of power they got. But every name is under that one name, Jesus Christ. And guess what? And every knee got to bow to that one name. What you talking about? When they see him, he got to bow. He God, Red Wine, see, he God only son.
Come on.
See, he got the attributes of God.
Yeah.
He the God can say what God can say.
Yeah. All right.
when the father got, the son got it. God Almighty, he's a class all by himself. I'm trying to get some straight here, because you ask folks in these last days, you serve God, yeah, I serve God, but which one you serve?
All right.
That's what I'm trying to get you to see. The distinctly the right God, you got to bring in who? Jesus. When you find somebody say, well, I say God. Well, ask them which one. What you mean which one? Because both of them are here. There's two gods on this land. And everybody serving one of the two. I don't care who you are, where you come from, you serving one of the two. Stop fooling yourself. Won't you go and say Jesus?
Yes,
then we'll distinctly know you got the right God.
That's it, Pastor.
That's it.
There you go.
Too many folks in these last days. I serve God. What God do you serve? Y'all, that the little G God or the big G God? Oh, that's his holy name. Can you read on, Paul? Just stop there.
And when they were come to the multitude, they came to him. There came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire, and oft into the water.
Lord have mercy. Who can help him? The devil got his hand choking the man to death. About to kill him, man. Lunatic, crazy, mind going. Who? A little G God started it. Who can it happen? Dr. Dottie couldn't help him. Dr. Jamie couldn't help him. The hoodoo doctor couldn't help him. Couldn't nobody help him. The father said, he just got loose, he's crazy, he's out of his mind, he's sick, he's jumping fire, he's just out of his mind.
Yes.
Where can I go?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
Have you tried? Why don't you take him to Jesus? Have you heard about Dr.
Jesus.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
The only doctor who doesn't use medicine.
Yes, sir.
The only doctor who operates on him without cutting you. He in a class all by himself. Have somebody mind gone. You don't have to take no medicine to get a man to make his mind act right. He operates from the inside. He don't operate from the outside in, but from the inside out. He is a strange doctor. Somebody need help. If I'm talking to somebody, you need help, you went everywhere. Have you tried?
No.
He just something about that name. He just.
Yes, sir.
It's something about the name.
Yes.
Have you tried Jesus?
Yes, sir.
He's falling fire. He all that. He just. His mind. See, watch this. I made the fire.
Yes.
The fire got to obey me. That's why we got to look at Jesus being who he is.
Yes.
Everything in this world, I don't care what, even the gnat, he know where every gnat is. God is nowhere stretching his head wondering what's going on. He already sees what's going on. God Almighty, he's some God. Read on, Paul.
And I brought him to thy disciples.
Yeah.
And they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation,
God Almighty,
how long shall I be with you?
God Almighty,
how long shall I suffer you?
Yeah.
Bring him hither to me.
Bless his holy name. See. Jesus here in this Bible look like he's talking to us.
All right.
This generation is faithless when it comes down to Jesus. We believe in everything but Jesus Christ. Look like everything takes the place of Jesus. Can't nothing take the place of Jesus. That's been the home so messed up. We're trying to replace Jesus. Home can't stay together. Trying to chew it in because we're trying to replace Jesus. Church in America because we're trying to replace Jesus. Jesus is the doctor of everything. Can I say that? Can I say that, Jeff? He's the doctor of everything. Anything sick, I can work on it. Anything crazy, I can fix it. Anything don't act right, I can help it. Can't nobody do it but Jesus. That's what the church got to understand.
Reverend.
Y'all preach my way, sit down.
Hallelujah.
That's what we got to understand. He in a class all by himself. That means the devil hate that name. The little G God is here, both of them pepper. But the big G God can have the little G God. That's what the world, that's what the church got to understand. God Almighty, Jesus is God's name on this earth. Watch it now, don't miss that. Please don't miss that. Please don't miss that now. Jesus Christ's name in the place of God on this earth. See, he the God. I serve the God that Jesus served.
All right.
I serve Jesus God. If I serve Jesus God, I'm serving the right God.
All right.
See, you ain't got to bring up God's name. Just said Jesus.
Yeah. Preacher, brother.
Watch this now. Watch this. Y'all notice how the devil hate that name.
Yes.
The devil will let you say God before he wants you to say what? Jesus. You've got to watch that devil. Somebody just quit God. But folks don't even know that is true God. But he's just a little G God. God is the God of all power.
Yes.
He is a God, but the little G God and both of our brother. I'm trying to set the church up to watch something in these last days. Notice you ask folks, what God? He said, I serve God.
Well,
you ask, which one? Both of them here. Both of them brother. Which one do you serve? Stop fooling yourself. Both of them at you. Both of them want you. One wants to save you and one wants to kill you.
Right.
One come to prove I come to save you. I died so you don't have to go to hell. I'm trying to keep you out of here. I went for you. And when you put your faith in me, that's keep you from going to hell with the little G God. That's his holy name. Oh, you got one more?
Yes, sir.
Three.
And Jesus rebuked the devil.
Oh.
And he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour.
Who can do that but Jesus? Notice that now.
Yes, sir.
Who able to rebuke the devil? Nobody but his son.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We are sons. Just on God.
Yes, sir.
Well, you got the authority.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Let's go.
I'm a son.
I inherit what my daddy got.
If he can rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus, I can't.
I've got the same blood my daddy got.
He gave me power because I'm what? A son. And that means we can look at that guy and say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Y'all ought to try sometime. Rebuke him. See how he's going to act. Yes, rebuke him. If you don't be afraid of him. Yes, sir, I rebuke you. Don't be like, I rebuke you. Say, look, I beat you. You know what I mean. I rebuke you. Say, in the name of Jesus. No. You got to holler at that scowl sometimes. You got to holler at him sometimes. You look that scowl dead and I said, I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Boy, he got to do something. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Jesus didn't say, I rebuke you in the name of my name. But we got to call his name. He ain't got to call nobody's name. Because he's the God that owned the world. Look at Dad and I said, I rebuke you. Get yourself out of here. God Almighty. And the devil ain't be right there wondering, thinking, he got you. God Almighty. You got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. Because we don't know nothing about this guy. Lord about him. It's in the Bible about him. He got power, but God got all of it. See, he was scattered up down there. Power over here. Power over there. Power over there. Power over there. Power over there. Jesus kept on the scene. And said, now I got all of it. He got picking it up. Putting it in his own hands. Getting it from everybody. Getting it from everybody. And then got by himself and said, now, I got all of it in my hand. Can't nobody do nothing about it. Oh, rebuke that devil. Folks think the devil is a phony. The devil is real. Why do you think all the wrong thoughts come from you? The wrong doing with you. Why do you think it comes from? It ain't coming from God. God gave us power to not to obey him. Because the devil always telling you to do something wrong. Always. Paul said, every time I want to do good, what he say?
Evil
is always what? He never wants you to do right. He said, every time. Then he said, Jesse, every time I want to do good, that old devil pop up. God Almighty. Because he's the devil. That's all he knows is to do things wrong. He called himself getting back at God. You one of his children. If I can't get the dad, I'm sure going to mess with the children. But thank God, I'm an heir of God. And a joint heir with Jesus Christ. He gave me the power to overcome that scowl through the power of the Holy Spirit by his word.
Well,
by his word, I rebuke you, devil. In the name of, don't call your name now, you'll jump on you, but in the name of Jesus. Let me sit here. I rebuke you, devil, in. He ready to jump. He see what name you going to call first, you see. I rebuke you, say in the name of Jack. He'll hit you up. But I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. You crazy. I know it may sound funny, but buddy, that's it. Don't play it lightly. That's it. God Almighty. That's it. I'm not boasting.
When I come to the church on Sunday morning, that's the first thing I do.
Yes, sir.
Walk around here, I rebuke the devil in the choir stand, in the pulpit, in everywhere. He everywhere around here. In every church.
Yes, sir.
I'm going over yonder. Go on. You may be taking it over there.
Right.
I mean that.
Right.
You can't duck the devil. You got to have Jesus on way to get over the devil. That's all the way.
Right.
Rebuke that child in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, devil. Call his name.
That's right.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Bless his holy name. Read on, Paul.
Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out?
Why couldn't we cast him out?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What's wrong with us?
Yes.
Jesus would have answered like I would. Well, I'm from heaven. The old boy from down here, see.
Right.
I'm up there where all the power is. And
right.
He got all of it. And that means he couldn't cast them out. Yeah. See, they being going to church ain't it. See, they're Pharisees and things. A lot of preachers and a lot of deacons and ain't got no Holy Spirit in them. Ain't got it about it, but they, see, you got to be born again. They have it. See, a lot of folk hold position in church, they ain't never been born again. Never been born again. Don't even know Jesus. But you're holding positions. Don't fool yourself. You're holding position. And the devil controls the one holding the position. God Almighty. Because he belongs to the devil, not Jesus. And we got to understand that. The devil in pulpit, deacon ministry, every ministry. Choir ministry, every ministry. He in every ministry. Don't you be fooling yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
God Almighty. He said, you shall know them by the fruit they bear. The devil is religious. The devil is religious. You got to understand that. He got thrown out of heaven. He caught himself getting back at God. Read on, Paul.
And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief.
Oh. Go on, Paul.
For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed,
Lord, how much?
Ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Thank you.
Wonder why.
Thank you.
Wonder why. He's talking to us now.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. On us. We must have got the blood he got.
Yeah.
We've got his same blood.
Yeah.
If you don't have the blood of Christ, you're not qualified.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. See? And then you can have some faith with it.
Yes, sir.
It ain't got to be much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can hardly see a little grain of mustard seed.
Yes,
who is anybody ever planted mustard before? Oh, we're in the city, you know. We go, I buy my mustard. Okay, well, I'm talking about who knows has seeds. And see, little old thing, can't hardly see them, can you? God got one of the smallest seeds and tell us, if you have that much of faith, watch this now. If you got that little amount of faith, you can look the devil dead in the eye and say, I rebuke you.
Yeah.
Or do this or do that.
Yeah.
Just that little bit of faith by the size of a mustard seed. A mustard seed is a little something you can't hardly see almost. Size of a mustard seed. And tell a mountain, get back. Won't nothing be what
impossible.
Well, watch this now. That's showing some faith.
Yes, sir.
That ain't a playing around faith. That's totally faith. In God.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. Yes, sir. They don't play around, check around. For that faith, I trust God with my everything. And I trust him. I'm going to rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. You can rebuke anything. Look him in the eye. You can look sickness. Oh, I rebuke you in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Tell a mountain to move. Ain't that something more? Carter, yes, nothing is what?
Impossible.
Well, that blow your mind there. Yeah. Watch this now. Watch this now. You got to watch this now. Yes. See, don't try to show out.
That's right. Well,
God watch all that. He know what in you, see. Don't you try to put flowers on yourself. God watch all of that. It may not do nothing, but when you're just dependent on Him, totally dependent on, not yourself. See, some folks want the attention of God. In other words, see me. See God. When you're trying to show yourself, God ain't going to do nothing for you anyway. But when you show Christ, when you show Him, He move things for you. He fix things for you. He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. Don't nothing be impossible when you put all your trust in Him. It don't come by you. You come to church every 10 days or every 6 months or every year. I got all this thing on. That's dedication. I got trust and believe God. I may not have no faith, but like a plum seed, but I even a little grain of mustard seed. If I got that much of faith, think about that now. Mustard seed faith.
Yes, sir.
You can move,
yes, sir,
a mountain.
Yes, sir.
Blow your mind.
Thank you.
So read on, Paul. That's it. Oh, you got through too quick. That's his holy name. You can repeat. Watch this now. Watch this. I got a few more minutes. Watch this. I don't know nothing about another preacher. You're dealing with my Jesus. I don't know nothing about another preacher calling. But my calling, I'm not boasting now, my calling was to go and tell the world about Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, watch this now. Jesus is God's name on the earth. You never saw God.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'll say it again. Jesus is God's name on the earth. You ain't got to say God, just say Jesus, and that's the name the devil don't want you to say anyway. He'll say, I serve God. What God do you serve?
Yes, sir.
Jesus, what distinguished the two?
Yes, sir.
On earth.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You won't have no problem. You get crossed up. What God you serve? Well, I serve a God. I serve God. The devil said, well, I serve God.
All right.
I serve God too. I serve God. Now, distinct them now. Y'all, I want y'all to get this, buddy. See, how folks, I serve, but what God do you serve? I serve God. But what? I serve God. But how do you distinct them? I serve Jesus.
Yes.
That's a stop everything right there. I serve Jesus. And the devil kept on saying God. Just said Jesus. Because God has put all power in His hand. It's about Jesus. Call His name. The devil move on the name of Jesus. That's the name the devil got to jump on. He can't do nothing with that name, Jesus. He is the God of this earth that owns everything. The devil here, but God, Jesus' name, don't already stomp the devil's head. And that's why you don't get rid of him after a while. The devil thought he had him. But he didn't know who he was messing with. Ain't that right, folks? Kill him. How can death mess with life? Huh? How a dead person can mess with a live person? Huh? I ain't never saw a Catholic man get out on Catholic lady either. If I do, I'm going out that door anyway.
This is Catalog Number 1736. Catalog Number 1736.
We'll never understand God. Never fully understand God. Died when he get ready. Died when he felt like it. Put him in the grave. They allow him to do all that. It's got to be something strange about this stuff. Die when he get ready. Get up when he feel like it. It's got to be something strange. Folks, Bubba Walker, yes. Well, if he's alive, you must have met the man, yes. I promise you. Oh, have mercy. I promise you. I promise you. You weren't there. I still promise you. I still promise you. You weren't even born. I still promise you. There's something on the inside. You can't deny to save your life. I will die saying he got up. I know he's alive because he's alive in my soul. If your soul is satisfied, he's alive. You ought to tell everybody he is alive. Don't be ashamed of your Jesus in these last days. We are afraid to bring up his name. Two gods on this earth. Everybody serving one of them. They'll say God instead of saying Jesus. Jesus is the praise of the name God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He put the fear in folks. Don't want to bring up his name. No other name. I don't care where you go. If no other name greater than the name of Jesus. Watch this now. I serve God. Watch this. Now, watch this now. He's God on his earth now, everywhere else. But watch this. She said, I serve God. Well, I tell you what. If you don't treat Jesus right, and looking over that name Jesus,
all right. That's right.
If you don't watch yourself, you'll end up in hell. Because you don't want to recognize the name that God has exalted above everything. You missed that. Above what? Above what? That name replaced the name God. Jesus does that. Call his name. He is the God. And folks don't know Jesus. Yes, I said God. What God? Ask them. Two gods on this earth. They don't want to bring up his what? Can't nobody go to heaven. I mean nobody. Go to heaven without Jesus.
That's right.
You can think all you want, dream about it. I dream, I was in heaven, I got converted. Them lies. You ain't get converted. The devil give you a good dream like that. Well, he can get your soul.
That's right.
You can't dream you went to heaven and that's all of it. How you know you'll say, well, I dream. The devil can give you a dream. Anyway, he can mess you up. He'll mess you up. You can't dream you go to heaven and literally you going to heaven. No. You got to meet the man that came to die for your sin. But Reverend Walker, what? How he look. God Almighty. Don't worry about how he look. Just believe him. God Almighty. That's all you do. Just believe him. The world in a mess. Problem goes to check. I'm telling you this. Watch this. I know you may call me a hoodoo or whatever you may call me, but watch this. If you're not saved, you better get saved.
Amen.
Stop playing with your soul.
Yeah.
I don't told y'all, I'm just telling you. America's stinking. Y'all don't see it. I know what he done told me. I'm not bragging. I'm not boasting. I know what God done told me about America. She's sinking.
Yeah.
You're going to see more disaster, happening in America than you ever saw in your life. Watch.
Come on, wait a minute. All right.
Let me tell you where the problem is. Mama, no more time about it. Let me tell you where the problem is. Leave me tell you where the problem is. The church problem.
All right. Amen.
I can't do nothing because my church is not acting right. I can do something if she act right. And when you read the Bible, she ain't gonna act right.
All right.
She's not acting right now, and she won't really act right. Just watch. I may not be around. I dare you to stay here a little while longer. You're going to see American sinking. She's doing it every day. You're going to see more disaster going on everywhere. Watch. I'm talking about America. I know what you told me about America.
Yes, sir.
We don't know when, where, and how, and when it's going to be with you or me. It's happening. We can ignore the last days all we want. They are here.
Amen.
Play with your soul all you want, but don't die without Jesus. Please don't. Please don't. Don't die without Jesus. Folks don't want to say hell, don't want to say the devil. If you die without Jesus, where do you think you're going?
All right.
Stop fooling yourself. Don't say hell no more. That's what the problem is. The devil got preachers scared to say it.
All right.
If a man gets saved, he's going to hell. H-E-L-L. Hell. Where nothing but brimstone and fire. And never consumed. Just be there burning through day and night. That's hell. I mean, ain't no more second chance. This it. This the only chance we got right now on this side. Ain't no second chance. You have folks say, the devil bring all that kind of stuff. See, you have a second chance. That's all the devil wants.
All right.
To get you in that mold that you got to say, if you die without Jesus, you're going to hell.
Right.
It's just that simple. That's not dogmatic. It's just the truth.
Yes, sir.
And ain't no way out. That's it.
Yes,
if you want to die without Jesus, that's it. Ain't no second chance.
Amen.
Just have a chance right now.
Right.
And folks, I don't want folks shame to get any life to Jesus. Shame, shame of what? You lost. If you die without him, it's too late. Can nobody help you then? I mean, ain't no second chance in him. Here, folks, there, a second chance. No, it ain't no second chance in him. Those that die without Jesus, you know what's going to happen? They're going to come see Jesus and bow down and ship him on the hill. See, every knee got to bow. And every tongue got to come. You got to see him and bow down to him, honor him, God for you, but you didn't pay him no attention, and he's going to send you out on the hill forever. Boy, I get to tell you, y'all preachers get back there sometimes.
Yes,
you go to hell, you're there forever.
Yeah.
And you conscious of what's going on. Oh, boy. Okay. Let us all stand. The Bible says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? Don't be ashamed. You don't have to be a member of this church. If you lost, give your life to Jesus. If you want to come by Christian experience, you may come. Won't come by letter, you may come.
Yeah.
always got to take time out for this. You're going to take the Lord's Supper. Then go get ready. Oh, hey. Those who plan on taking the Lord's Supper, you may be seated. And trustees are men's wives, get ready. Oh, let the church say amen. Hey, I told you. God bless you. May God keep you. Serving hands of Brother Paul. Yes, Lord. Bless you, Brother.
Now we're going to ask Reverend Pope to come and bring our scripture. After the scripture, we're going to ask Reverend Redwine to give our prayer.